the COVID-19 pandemic kind of elevate those common tactics that abusers use anyway to maintain power and control over an individual. The perfect storm, where an abuser kind of has more tools to use.
Jill Anderson is the executive director at Citizens Against Physical and Sexual Abuse. According to Anderson, CAPSA has also seen a 60% increase in requests for shelter. The CAPSA organization has spent $65,000 this year to provide hotel rooms and off-site facilities since the shelter became full following social distancing rules. Anderson says while the organization did not expect numbers to go up so high, they did prepare for an influx. She says when there is a crisis in the world, there will typically be a rise in domestic violence.
What we've seen is individuals being quite creative in how they do reach out for help. For example, we've had a number of clients call us from the grocery store. It was the only time they could leave the house and not be in close contact with their abuser so they could safely make a phone call.
She says survivors of domestic violence, no matter the scale, should reach out to friends, family members, or CAPSA to get the help they need and explore their options. For more resources, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.